A wave of protests that swept Iran last week has resulted in one of the harshest government crackdowns in recent years, with hundreds, possibly thousands killed and thousands more injured and imprisoned, according to human rights observers. A nationwide internet blackout was imposed by the regime last Thursday, leaving Iranians in Ireland largely unable to contact their families back home. Our reporter Joe Caulfield spoke with some of them last night.
Can you imagine not being able to ring your mother, your brother, your child, while you know that the government is shooting people?
The stark reality for ordinary Iranians forced to watch on powerless as turmoil grips their homeland. Afraid to give her name for fear of reprisal, this woman in Athlone explains how helpless she feels looking on from afar.
So since last Tuesday, which was the last time I talked to my family and my loved one in Iran, the voices from Iran have gone quiet. The internet has been cut and the phone lines are no longer working. Until now, I heard that over 500 people have been killed and more than 2,000 people have been arrested during the last 2 weeks. We watch videos from brave people who are on the street doing the revolution. This is not a protest, this is revolution. And we are hoping the people stay safe. Every time we see the body bags, we pray, we don't know the person inside. It feels like being locked outside the world. Powerless to help the people you love.
For another Iranian woman living here who wanted to remain nameless, the rhetoric coming from the regime is of particular concern.
Well, it's very devastating, I have to say, especially, you know, since Thursday when the internet was down, I started looking at, like, watching the national news from the, like, Iranian TV channels. And the language that was used was very brutal and it was never used in previous protests. Like, they were outright calling the protester terrorists. So it's very horrible. And just yesterday, there was images of morgues coming out and there are bodies after bodies on the floor. You know, there is not even not a place inside the morgue to keep the bodies. Yeah, I think this time is the worst situation we've seen.
My name is Mansoor Behkish. 6 members of my family who were left-wing political activists were killed and executed by the Iranian regime in the 1980s.
Mansoura is a political activist who was granted asylum here in 2018.
For years, the people of Iran have chanting for the overthrow of the Islamic regime and for freedom and equality. And over the past decade, this demand became widespread beyond political and social activists. The regime faces deep political, economic and social crisis, while soaring inflation and poverty have pushed much of the population below the poverty line. It is possible that people will remain in the street until the regime falls. But I hope this revolution comes through the will of the people and leads to a democratic system built from below, not imposed from above, which would only reproduce another form of the dictatorship.
And that mixture of fear and hope for the possibility of a brighter future for Iran is shared by this woman living in Dublin, who spoke on condition of anonymity as her family members are taking part in the ongoing protests.
On Thursday evening, I called my parents and that's the last time I heard anything about them. They were actually getting ready to go to protest, and that's my mom and dad, and they're 70 and 75 years old. I'm worried about them, absolutely. I'm worried about my brothers and sister, and I have cousins that I know. They were not happy. They even said goodbye the day before on Instagram. And I was very upset to see that they were angry, you know. I totally understand. I respect and I'm very proud of them. But at the same time, I'm very worried. I don't even only worry about my family, because I know somehow they can protect themselves, but I'm worried more about the young people and students and kids in the streets. They have no fear. I know my mom's going to protest. She has knee implant and she's afraid that she can't run, but they still go. And I'm sure this spirit, this level of fighting for freedom is going to pay one day. But I hope that we are still alive seeing that moment. And I feel sorry for people that we lost and they can't observe the beauty of the freedom that will come.
And that was an Iranian woman living in Ireland speaking to our reporter, Joe Caulfield. It's 19 minutes past 8.